It's the Oil, Stupid. Hubbard's Curve and World War III. Article written 27 August 2003, updated 8 November 2003. I never cease to be amazed how much time and effort are going into trying to show that U.S. President George W. Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair are using subterfuge to justify the invasion of Iraq. The U.S. and Britain invaded Iraq because the world is running out of oil, and it was considered extremely important for the very large reserves in Iraq to be under Anglo-American control in the declining years of the petroleum age. Most Americans and many Britons are unaware that global oil production is about to peak, and they are unaware that this event signals the end of the industrial age and of their high standard of living. But the populations of both nations share a high sense of moral propriety, and it would have been unseemly to simply state that we were invading Iraq to gain unimpeded access to Iraqi oil. If this had been acknowledged as the true main reason for the invasion, it would have flown in the face of the U.S. and Britain's ostensible moral principles and not have been approved by the U.S. and British populations. For this reason, both leaders made a strong case that we were invading Iraq to further higher ideals, to fight terrorism, to eliminate weapons of mass destruction, and to free the Iraqi people from the strict dictatorship of Saddam Hussein. With these high-minded principles accepted as the basis for invading Iraq, the U.S. and British populations approved the war. Some people knew that the real reason for the invasion was to ensure Anglo-American control of Iraqi oil, but most of them kept silent, knowing that political realities dictated that other reasons should be represented as the reasons for the invasion. So, I would suggest to the American and British people that, for their continued peace of mind, they discontinue the inquiry into the real reasons for the Iraqi invasion. George Bush and Tony Blair did it for you, and they did not admit to the true reason for the invasion so that you would not feel uncomfortable about proceeding with it, even though it was essential to maintaining your high standard of living for a little while longer. As the petroleum age draws to an end, America and Britain will take whatever steps are necessary to gain access to the declining global oil reserves. In the years to come, there will be more invasions like that of Iraq. At some point, it will be obvious to everyone that the reason for these invasions, these resource wars, is oil. But it will always, and certainly initially, be easier to justify them when they are wrapped in the swaddling cloth of national defense, fighting terrorism, eliminating weapons of mass destruction, and liberty, freeing people from dictators, establishing democracy, promoting free trade. By placing Iraqi oil under Anglo-American control, the U.S. and Britain ensure that Iraqi oil will be available to the U.S. and to Britain rather than to China and India and Russia and any other country you wish to mention. From the viewpoint of prolonging the high Anglo-American standard of living for a few years more, the invasion of Iraq was absolutely necessary. George Bush and Tony Blair did a fine job of accomplishing the invasion of Iraq without requiring Americans and Britons to feel bad about doing so. They have read their Machiavelli well. They told white lies not just to rally strong emotional support for the invasion, but also so that Americans and Britons could continue to live at a high standard of living and in a fairyland of high-minded principles for a little while longer. This article will summarize why the invasion of Iraq was considered essential to protecting American and British interests in continuing industrial activity at a high level in the U.S. and Britain. I've just read the introduction and summary to this article, which continues for another 21 pages. A complete copy of the article may be found at the Foundation website, http://www.foundationwebsite.org.